This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. Here's my pal, John Carney, Breitbart News Editor, Economics, Finance, co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest. So we'll get a little economic update in the middle of this war. But John Carney, as you know, the Atlanta Fed is predicting that the third quarter GDP, which will be reported out this coming week, could rise by more than 5%, real GDP, more than 5%. Now, I haven't seen a lot written about that, but I think that's going to be a shocker.
It is going to be a shocker. A lot of people actually, when the number above 5% first came out of the Atlanta Fed a month and a half ago, people said, okay, you know, it's early on. These GDP now casts can go up and down. But this thing is stuck. It has been, you know, I think the lowest it's come down to is 4.9. And instead of it coming down towards, you know, 2%, what, you know, the kind of growth we had earlier in the year, what we've seen is all the big Wall Street banks have been ratcheting up their predictions for where growth's going to be. So, you know, they're all at between 4 and 5% now. So I think we're really looking at what's going to be a shocking quarter in terms of growth for the third quarter.
And, John, I was just looking this morning, in your honor, of course, because I knew you were coming on, the Cleveland Fed now cast inflation. So they're looking for the third quarter, the PCE, personal consumption deflator, of 3%. So let's say that's close to the GDP deflator. So that would be 8% nominal GDP. I mean, that is some blowout for an economy that people thought was heading into recession. Sorry, it's exactly the opposite.
Yeah, no, this is one of the most incredible stories of the year. And a lot of people got it really wrong. They thought that we were headed to a recession. You know, as early as the first or second quarter of this year, they said when that didn't happen, they said surely it'll happen in the back half of the year. Instead, what we've seen is an acceleration of the economy. And yeah, we're growing at a, you know, a nominal, you know, 8% or 9%, which is pretty incredible when you look at a lot of the headwinds, including, you know, wars going on and, you know, the Saudis doing their best to drive up the price of oil and Biden doing his best to make sure we can't do anything about that. It's pretty incredible that we're growing as fast as we are.
Yeah. So, yeah. 8% nominal GDP, 5% real, 3% inflation. This is after 2 years of monetary tightening. It's not supposed to be that way, John Carney. I mean, really, there's a disconnect here. I'm not sure how this gets resolved, and I don't know what the Fed's going to do. You write convincingly that they're not going to raise their target rates. Okay, fine. You have faster real growth. Inflation has come down. It's not that back to 2%. What are they going to do?
Well, so they're facing a problem because, as you said, this isn't the way things are supposed to work. you know, all of the models say if we raise rates this quickly, we should have brought down nominal growth by a lot. You know, we'll bring down inflation. We should see growth come down. I mean, let's just say that the Fed is right when it says that monetary policy is now restrictive. What do they think growth would be if it wasn't restrictive? If it was just, you know, in the middle or even accommodative, would we be growing 15%? This is a pretty crazy situation we're in. The Fed, I think, is perplexed. And what we saw last week from Governor Christopher Waller and from Chairman Jerome Powell was them starting to say, yeah, this doesn't make sense. Growth has come up a lot. Inflation has come down. We don't think these two things can continue. The title of Waller's speech was something's got to give. And so either we're going to start to see growth fall, and you know, relatively swiftly, or we're going to see a reacceleration. I called it a second wave of inflation, and this is making the Fed nervous because you know nothing that we understand about economics, and I don't care what school you're coming from, says we should be growing this fast right now.
Well, if you
want
were...
that, yeah.
And now, my thought here is, if you are pursuing supply-side policies, which Bidenomics is definitely not, but if you were, you would expect faster growth at lower inflation. Just think about
that. That's right.
That. This
is that's absolutely right. We had fast growth at low inflation in the past. It's not really that there's a contradiction. It's just that we're not pursuing the policies that tell us we should be able to achieve that. And the Fed knows this. So what they're saying is, frankly, if growth continues at the pace it's going to reignite inflation, and they're going to have to act to bring down growth. You and I hate to hear that because we do think the economy can grow without inflation, but not under these kind of policies. I do think one of the things that's happened is that the money that they poured into the economy, the American Rescue Act, that $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, in the very beginning of the Biden administration, that them lasted because they kept the student loans on hold. They had the eviction moratoriums. They kept the, you know, supersized unemployment benefits, pouring money into the economy. I think that that fiscal stimulus has lasted a lot longer than people thought, and it's still driving growth right now. And that's one of the reasons we're having growth be so high.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yeah, all these Green New Deal subsidies coming into the economy now, or is it yet still in front of us?
It's a lot of it is still in front of us. Some of it has already begun because people don't wait till the check is in the mail. You know, they see that the check is in the law and they start to build. You know, and so we've seen that there have been a construction boom in manufacturing plants that is going to absorb this subsidy money. And so that also, by the way, is a driver of aggregate demand. It creates long before it's going to create any supply. And by the way, it's very questionable whether there's demand for the supply that will create, but it's creating demand for workers. It's creating demand for materials. So it's actually contributing to inflation. And ironically, a lot of that was passed under the Inflation Reduction Act.
Are we going to have a defense spending boom, John Carney?
We are. Look, we actually already have had a defense spending boom. If you look at the durable goods orders numbers, now look, a lot of defense spending is kind of secret. You can't quite tell. But the closest we have are the defense aspects on the factory orders lines. And what we're seeing is that is ramped up a lot. And it looks like now it's going to ramp up even more. Biden has another $61 billion he's requested for Ukraine, tens of billions for Israel. So I do think we're going to have a kind of war Keynesianism going on over the next year. And that's going to actually make the Fed's job of fighting inflation harder. Usually when you want to have a Keynesian spending boom, it's because the economy is not growing as fast as you want. We have 9%, 8% nominal growth. you don't pour more spending into that kind of economy.
And John, didn't quite finish, but the 10-year note is closing in on 5% and mortgage rates 8%. What's that mean?
Yeah, well, so look, the 10-year note is telling us that I think that when the Fed is saying either growth will slow or growth will continue, I think the 10-year note is telling us, no, growth is going to continue very high unless the Fed actually slams on the brakes. That is, and the Fed right now seems very hesitant. I think the Fed is going to find that it needs to raise rates, probably won't be able to decide to do that, you know, go back to hiking until sometime in March or May of next year, which is very late. But they're, you know, now that they've signaled, no, we think we've done enough, they're going to be hesitant to backtrack on that. So it's going to take several months of data showing that the economy is growing faster than they can. And once we start hiking again, Larry, if we're already at 8% on the mortgage rates, we're going to 9 or 10% once they start hiking again.
So we're going to have election year Fed tightening.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Holy cow. That's going to put the Fed in a very difficult position, as it always will, particularly with the Democratic White House. But whatever. Elizabeth Warren for Fed chairman. I can see it all coming. All right.
There's going to be it's a tough year for Joe Biden to be running for president, because either inflation stays too high, growth crashes, or the Fed hikes interest rates through the roof. So it's going to be a tough year.
All right. John Carney, author of the Breitbart Business Digest. Thank you, my friend. Folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to go to Israel, talk to Caroline Glick, senior editor of the Jewish News Syndicate. She's going to talk about why we're giving money to Hamas. I don't get it either. I'm Kudlow. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.